You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mukwolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 51, verse 1 to 4. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and be blameless when you judge. If you look at verse 1 and verse 2 of this scripture we just read, you will notice that in verse 1, he said, blot out my transgressions. And in verse 2, he said, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. That is to show us the true aspect of the works of Jesus upon our sinful life. The first one is transgressions. He said blot out. To blot out means that something is written against us. Things that we have done, offense that we have committed, that in God's tender mercies and loving kindness, he should blot them out. So that when you take the record, there will be nothing against our lives. The second part, he said, wash me thoroughly. So you see, God wants to deal with sin and also the sinner. God wants to take care of your sins, and he also wants to take care of you, the sinner. Your sins can be blotted out, but if you are not washed thoroughly, you will continue to produce sin. And that is why Jesus went to the cross, not simply to forgive our sins. Some people's understanding of salvation is that he forgave our sins. That's not just what Jesus accomplished on the cross. According to Romans 6:6, he also nailed to the cross our sinful nature. So he also dealt with us, the sinner, so that that which produces sin in us can also be put to death. So you will see these two aspects. Dealing with the transgressions, that is forgiveness of sin, plotting away sin. The blood of Jesus did all of this. But then there is also the other part. It says, wash me, thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. And I want to tell you, God is very thorough when it comes to the issue of sin. Sometimes you will ask somebody to wash plates, and by the time the person is done, you check, you say, no. You have to wash it again. Maybe it's oily or it's not well washed. Or sometimes you bait yourself and you just notice that you still feel a bit oily, you feel unclean, and then you go again. Until you get to a point where you yourself can tell that you are thoroughly washed. God is a thorough God. God is not a God that he will wash all your sins and leave anger and leave lust and leave love of money and leave worldliness in you. No, he is very thorough. Now, for us, what does it mean to be clean? At what point can we say that this person is now clean? It is when we become like Jesus. The standard for cleanliness is Christ. You know, when somebody washes plate and you examine it and it's crispy, it's neat, you can tell that it is well washed. You can now say, this is nice, this is well washed. In our own case, it is when we are washed and we become thorough like Christ. If you are not like Christ, you have not been thoroughly washed. So it says, and cleanse me from my sin. But then, you see, the person that will experience such cleansing is somebody that does not blame other people for their sin. It's not somebody that will say, oh, if not for the way he spoke to me, will I have said all those things I said? Look at what he said. He said, verse 3, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight. That's the person speaking for himself. He is not blaming other people for his own sin. Nobody can blame another person for their sin. You cannot go and commit adultery, for example. I say, well, it's because my wife denies me. No, your wife is not the one responsible for your sin. You are the one. You went to sin. You don't have to sin because somebody denies you something. You are responsible for your sin. Many people cannot experience the grace of God today because they are always blaming somebody. Rather than cry to God and say, I have problem with anger. You say, well, it's because of the way they provoke me. It's not provocation. The truth is that there is anger in you. But the good news is that Jesus wants to wash you thoroughly. Go before him, acknowledge your shortcomings, your weakness, and ask him to wash you thoroughly. And he will indeed wash you thoroughly. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.